Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining me this morning. Hope all is well with you and those you love, and you're bearing up under the restrictions and this major shift in our lives. I'm still can't get my head around it. It's hard, isn't it? But you know, I was listening to the news yesterday evening, and there are some very daunting statistics around at the moment. I think we're hitting that peak, as it were, of infections and other things of that nature. So it's not easy at the moment. And there are some really sad stories out there at present. And they're just heart-wrenching. And particularly if even frontline NHS staff, it's really sad. But it's all obviously about the damage which this virus is creating at the moment, and it's leaving a wake in people's lives, which is going to take years to come to terms with. But it does make you ask questions, doesn't it? And I wonder, you know, things like, what's going on? Why is this happening at this particular time? And the way things are, they're really valid questions, but they're really hard for us, and even as God's people. So what should we do as church? How should we respond and react in these circumstances? Last Sunday, on our live stream, and I would encourage you to join us again this coming Sunday, we're going to be sharing communion together. So be prepared for that. But last Sunday, we discovered we considered David and Goliath, the incredible story of his victory over the giant, and then of course subsequently the victory of Israel in that situation. But you know, that was just the beginning of David's life and his ministry in particular, in a public sense. And it wasn't the end of his troubles. Even though he killed the Goliath, he still had quite a few things to have to battle with. There were other enemies who rose up and for the rest of his life gave him a hard time, and even from within his own family. So it didn't just finish at that particular point. So how did he cope? How did he rise above these things? Well, do you have pictures and images that stir you, or perhaps even give you a comfort or remind you of things that God has said and done? Well, I want to show you a couple, if I may. And one of them, I'm going to have to remove the camera, and I want to take you and show you something. So let me show you this. Can you see that? It's a cross stitch, actually, which Jen created a number of years ago now. But it's beautiful. And if I sort of focus in on this particular bit, yeah, it's a lighthouse. And it's on the rocks with the sea crashing at its feet. So it's an amazing photograph. But there is another one as well, which has always meant quite a bit to me. In fact, it was one of the pictures which we had in a flat a number of years ago. I haven't got the original, but I'm hoping you'll be able to see this one. And it's quite a famous photograph. As you can see, it's a lighthouse and in a very rough sea. I'm sorry about the reflection. But can you see the man sort of in the entrance? It's a fabulous picture of someone in the retreat, as it were, of a lighthouse and all that actually meant. And those are fabulous images for me. And as you know, David wrote lots of psalms, wrote a lot of the psalms which we have, and all about the struggles and the battles which he overcame, and how he overcame them with God. And I want to read you one. You'll know it. It's a very familiar one, and it's one which a lot of people really enjoy. But let me read this to you. May it witness to your soul. So it's Psalm 27, and it says this, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I'm attacked, I will remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I most seek, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. For he will conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. Hear me as I pray, O Lord. Be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I'm coming. Do not turn your back on me. Do not reject your servant in anger. You have always been my helper. Don't leave me now. Don't abandon me, O God of my salvation. Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. Teach me how to live, O Lord. Lead me along the right path. For my enemies are waiting for me. Don't let me fall into their hands, for they accuse me of things I've never done. With every breath, they threaten me with violence. Yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I am living in the land of the living. Here in the land of the living. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. It's a lovely psalm, isn't it? And I don't know about you, but the imagery which David uses just thrills my spirit. And it, in one sense, I feel as the Lord's people, we don't need to be afraid. We can overcome. We don't need to be overcome by the circumstances around us. We can live in the confidence of who God is. God is our refuge, our protector. And that's what David found. And of course, that's what set him on his path to go and fight Goliath, and he won. So we need to hide in him. We still need to be sensible, of course, and follow our guidelines, stay at home, socially distance ourselves. But let's look to God and look to him, who is, as he said, our light and our salvation. Not on the enemy, all the difficulties of the circumstances around us, and even the fear which tends to rise within us when we hear the news. In other places, on a similar vein, he refers to God as our rock, our fortress, a safe tower, a very present help in times of danger and trouble. It's not that we are to shut ourselves away or ignore things, but that God is our source of strength and confidence. A bit like living in a lighthouse, I suppose, in some ways. And that's what these images mean to me. They offer protection while storms are happening. The storm is still there and you're still in the midst of it. But actually, God is there with us in it if we look to him and we hide in him. And they offer a light, of course, to keep certainly ships and those who are travelling focused and on the right path and on the right journey, protecting them from any form of shipwreck. And the salvation and the rescue is a sign of a lighthouse as well. And if and when we do stumble, we know that God is there and he's a great God and he will be there with us. If you shared in our WOW last night, our worship on Wednesdays, that worship time last night, it was really interesting. I don't know whether you noticed the words of many of the songs which we sang last night, such as My Lighthouse. I'd actually planned this before this, honestly. Faithful One, Holy Overshadowing, and so on and so on. And in fact, in almost the words of every single song, there was the same theme coming out about looking to God for protection, about knowing his security, knowing his salvation, even in the midst of the storms and the storms and the difficulties. So as David says in verse 4 and 5, it says, the one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. For he will conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Oh, let's live in that house, shall we? That's the call all the days of our lives. Let's delight in him and meditate on who he is and all that he is and all that he does and all that he has done for us. And I believe he will see us through. So let's bring this short thought to a close, shall we? I want to lead us in some prayers, if I could. So perhaps you would like to pray with me. Lord, we're still facing the giant in many ways, and facing all sorts of real challenges as to the way we live and how we handle our lives. But God, I pray, as David found, that we would find that when we run to you, you truly are our refuge and our fortress and our strength. Help us, Lord, in the midst of all this, to look to you. Not to allow the situation to get to us, or to allow the words of the news to undermine our faith and our trust in you, but rather to listen to your words, to take comfort from that which you've told us. And as David says at the end of his psalm, to wait patiently for you, the Lord, to be brave and to be courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Lord, we pray again that you will act in our nation, and that you would stop this virus in its tracks. Bring the healing, bring the health and the wholeness, O God, we pray, to our nation, to our world. Bless all those who are serving and caring in any shape or form, and just lift up each and every person who are weighed down and burdened at this time, those who are mourning, those who cannot say goodbye to their own relatives as fully as they would like. Lord God, if there are days when we need to know you as our refuge and our strength, these are they. So Lord God, help us, I pray, and keep us in your presence, keep us surrounded by your love, and in the midst of the storm, may we know we have a safe place in you, the Lord God Almighty. So go with us and be with us in these days, we pray. In Jesus' lovely name. Amen. And all the people said, Amen. Okay. Thanks for your time. Thank you for listening. And be encouraged. And let's keep our eyes focused on the Lord. I'll see you on Sunday as we lead up.